Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Ophelia isn't here this week, so it's me, Kitty, doing the weather. On Monday, the 21st of December, rain is forecast for the whole of the day, with high winds too, and high temperature will be 9 degrees. Tuesday, the 22nd of December, will be more rain, but more showery, with gentle breezes and a high temperature of 11 degrees. Wednesday, the 23rd of December, will be a mixed day of rain, cloud and a bit of sun, with high temperatures of 11 degrees. Now on Christmas Eve, rain is back again with an afternoon of potential sunshine. How wonderful is that? High temperature of just 7 degrees. On Christmas Day, it'll be sunny but cold day with very low risk of rain and a high temperature of just 4 degrees. And on Saturday, Boxing Day, will be a cloudy and overcast day with top temperatures of just 5 degrees. That's it for now from me, Kitty.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the number of islanders claiming out-of-work benefits such as Job Seekers Allowance and the Universal Credit has nearly doubled in the past 12 months. According to the latest figures published by the Office for National Statistics, a total of 5,140 islanders were claiming out-of-work benefits from the government in November, a rise of 295 on the previous month. Unsurprisingly, the number of people without a job on the Isle of Wight in 2020 has soared from 2,885 in November 2019 to 5,140 in November 2020, a rise of 43% year-on-year. The ONS figures show that there is more unemployed in the 25 to 49 age group than any other, with 2,655 claimants. There are also almost 1,000 more men out of work locally than there are women. Today's data shows that 6.5% of the working age population of 16 to 64 year olds are out of work. That's 0.2% more than the rest of the country. Meanwhile, work to refurbish two busy footbridges over the railway line in Lake is to be undertaken by Island Roads early in the new year. The footbridges at Skew Bridge and Alresford Road will both be refurbished to ensure they are at the standards required by the Highways PFI contract. Skew Bridge will be taken down in sections and stripped back and repainted off-site before being reassembled and brought back into use. The deck plates for footway surface will be replaced as part of the work. Because there is more available space at its location, the work to Alresford Bridge will be done with the structure in situ. Again, this will be stripped back, repainted, and any necessary repairs to the steel structure and concrete deck will be undertaken. Though subject to change, the work on both bridges is currently scheduled to begin on 12th of January, a week after the railway closes for a three-month upgrade. And finally, the village of St. Helens is once again host to Angels to raise money for the local youth club project. Over 30 angels of all shapes and sizes, many made from recycled materials, can be found on display in gardens and on the village green for the annual Village of Angels event. While this year the angels could not be launched with the usual carols and switching on of the Christmas tree lights, there was still a raffle draw on Saturday evening hosted by The Vine, which was broadcast online, at which £300 was raised. The angels will remain on display throughout December. To help you find them, a map is available from a village post office, where it is also possible to leave donations to help with fundraising. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole. Hello, this is Jasper with the famous birthdays. Number 1 is Richard Hammond, who's a motoring journalist and broadcaster. Number 2 is Alvin Lee, who's a guitarist and singer. Number 3 is Ralph Richardson, who's an actor. Number 4 is Lady Sovereign, who's a rapper. Number 5, Tara Summers, who's an actress. I'll tell you their dates of birth and ages in the next section.
Hi, I'm James from Vectus Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. December the 14th, 1911 was when the first person arrived at the South Pole. Ronald Amundsen was a Norwegian explorer who had chosen his career at an early age. During his successful attempt to reach the South Pole, Amundsen was competing with British explorer Robert Scott. However, Amundsen's use of skis and dog sleds allowed him to triumph. December the 15th, 1832 was when Gustav Eiffel, the man who built the Eiffel Tower, was born. The Eiffel Tower is one of the world's most famous structures, and it attracts thousands of tourists each year. However, Gustav also oversaw the construction of the Statue of Liberty, one of the United States America's most famous structures. Even after retiring, Gustav Eiffel didn't stop working as he further investigated the Eiffel Tower's potential as a radio television broadcasting tower and as a weather monitoring station. December the 16th, 1770 was the birthday of a composer whose fame is comparable to Mozart's. Ludwig van Beethoven was taught from age 5 by his father, who sought to popularize his son as a child prodigy following Mozart's success. Although he was an amazing conductor and composer, Beethoven's hearing began to deteriorate around age 30, and he lived out the last decade of his life in near silence. Although he stopped conducting in 1811, he continued to compose masterpieces. That's all for now. This is James from Vectus Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is palfrey. P-A-L-F-R-E-Y. It's a noun meaning a docile horse used for ordinary riding, especially by women. It originated from Middle English, from either Old French palfrey, from Medieval Latin palfredus, from an alteration of late Latin word paravedus, or from the Greek word para, which means beside or extra, plus the Latin word virdus, which means light horse. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with Famous Birthdays Part 2. Number 1 is Richard Hammond, who's a motoring journalist and broadcaster. He was born in 1969, so he is aged 51. Number 2 is Alvin Lee, who's a guitarist and singer. He was born in 1944 and he died in 2013, aged 68. Number 3 is Ralph Richardson, who's an actor. He was born in 1902 and he died in 1983, aged 80. Number 4 is Lady Sovereign, who's a rapper. She was born in 1985 and is 35. And finally, Tara Summers, who's an actress. She was born in 1979 and she was aged 41. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
In Isle of Wight news this week, rapid result COVID-19 tests will be provided to schools and colleges across the Isle of Wight from January, starting with secondary schools and further education colleges, including special schools and alternative provision. It has been announced by the government that weekly testing will be carried out for staff, helping to identify those who are carrying the virus without displaying symptoms and therefore reducing the risk of transmission. Furthermore, students and staff will be offered daily testing for 7 days if confirmed as being in close contact with someone who has tested positive. This will eliminate the need for students to self-isolate and allow them to continue to benefit from high-quality face-to-face education. The lateral flow tests that will be provided to schools and colleges produce a result in 30 minutes and do not require a laboratory to process. Meanwhile, Vectis Radio has been recognised at the 2020 Community Radio Awards. This year, the ceremony was run online. Martin Steers, awards chair, said, "This year has not been what we expected, but Community Radio has really stepped up to the plate and served its communities more than ever. The work we've seen this year is phenomenal, and we're delighted to be able to help recognise this. We're already planning next year's awards and hope to gather again in person once more." Vectis Radio picked up 5 awards, 3 silver and 1 bronze. The Vectis Radio 4-piece training school picked up a clutch of awards, silver in the Community Development Project of the Year category, and a bronze in the Innovative Award category. In addition, the station's training school won up another silver award in the Community Show of the Year category for the Vectis Radio 4-piece training school documentary. Finally, the station picked up further silver in the Volunteer of the Year category for Kelvin Curry. Station manager Ian Mack said, "We are really chuffed to get national recognition in this way. The team here at Vectis Radio have worked tirelessly throughout this difficult year, and it is great to get some good news. The innovative 4-piece training school has been adapted to meet the current conditions, and recognising that the youngsters involved have still made great strides forward is even more pleasing." He added, "Given the high standard and quantity of the competition this year, getting 5 awards shows that Vectis Radio punches well above its weight for such a small station." Fellow director Kelvin Curry said, "I'm really pleased and surprised to get an award for doing something that I find so enjoyable. When I look back on what we have achieved at Vectis Radio over the past 12 months, given the difficulties we have faced, I'm honoured to have received this award and similarly honoured to be part of such a great team." And finally, a 98-year-old World War II veteran is the first person on the Isle of Wight to have received a coronavirus vaccine. Carisbrook Health Centre in Carisbrook Road, Newport, is the first site on the Isle of Wight to begin vaccinating people in what is the biggest immunisation programme in the nation's history. The first patient through the doors was Kenneth Killeen, 98, from Newport. Mr Killeen, who served in the RAF during World War II, was the first island person to receive the vaccination. He said, "It's not been an easy year for anyone, particularly with lockdown. A lot of elderly people were confined in their homes. I didn't expect to be in front of a queue, but very pleased to be. I fully respect people who won't want it on various grounds, but if you can, you should. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole."
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.